Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Jasmine Opperman is on the line. Just a reminder to you, we speak to Jasmine on quite a regular basis. Jasmine is the director of Africa, the Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium, and an analyst at the Islamic Theology of Counterterrorism. Jasmine Opperman, good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for talking to us here at 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon to your listeners, and thank you for the invitation. At least you still trust me. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm thinking, what a week you must have had, Jasmine. My goodness me.
No, it's been crazy.
So, you know, initially when I wanted to chat to you, I'd read an article in the Daily Maverick saying that the terrorism incidents in Africa has increased 18% this year. And my question to you was, is this going to be the new normal? But I just bear that in mind because that's question one. I also want to get to what on earth is going on in Europe and all that in 6-7 minutes. So, Jasmine, first question. Is 18% increase in terrorism in Africa the new normal?
I'm afraid it is the new normal. Where you have weak governance, where you have corrupt governance, where you have governments relying on their hard power, their military power, where they ignore the plight of the locals, where people flee, we are seeing, and it has been coming for some time, that international terror organizations like the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda will simply entrench themselves within the local context of dissatisfaction, take over the insurgencies, and start taking lead in expansion.
Jasmine, how do we explain that? I'm thinking that there are certainly despotic regimes world over, or certainly have been, and they haven't had the same experience with terrorism as, say, certain African countries like Mozambique are currently having. I'm thinking of places like Iraq. I'm thinking of places like Libya, despotic states which didn't afford their citizens any of the rights that you were referring to earlier. Were they just that much more despotic that they didn't stand any opposition at all and just crushed it? Is that the issue in Africa, that maybe the central state isn't strong enough?
I think that it's a problem of saying, if you talk about Libya and Iraq, let's take Libya as a case. Whatever the perceptions about Gaddafi, we're not here to justify any of his actions. He had extreme control over everything that happened in Libya. The moment that was taken away, you had factions breaking up, you had the Islamic State moving in. If we look in Africa, you always had power centered around the urban centers, around the capitals. But the further you moved away, that power, that governance started getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And that is why you find in most of these states, where you have terrorism, it's quite a distance from the capital, and it's areas that have been neglected and where there was simply no control and no governance to speak of.
Absolutely fascinating. I want to give you a comment that has just been sent in to us, to me, but equally to you, Jasmine. Are you nuts? The new normal. Why are you saying we must accept increased terrorism? Do you care to respond to that comment?
I don't think I've ever said we must accept it. Let me just respond by saying that. I just think we need to understand that the capacity to deal with terrorism, and I want to go broader, I want to use the concept extremism, is extremely fragile. And hence, there is no shortcut U-turn. For us, we need to find ways that is sustainable. We can never accept terrorism. We can never accept extremism. We can never accept the suffering of the locals. But we have to be realistic in terms of where we stand and addressing the problem.
Yeah, I think many of us have watched the events in Europe in the past week with a sense of horror and a sense of absolute powerlessness, which is makes it all the worse. What does the West do? How does one confront this threat?
The West has a problem. If we look at the attacks that has happened in France, here we see fanatics. They are not aligned to Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. Due to the French president's fight against what he calls extremism and terrorism, with the Charlie Hebdo cartoons, people felt insulted. And you had fanatics willing to execute those attacks with brutality in showing their dissatisfaction. So the threat has gone beyond terrorism to fanatical extremism. The threat has become more complicated. Where in Austria, we had the claim to credit by the Islamic State, making it more a classical case of terrorism. So we are seeing attacks executed not necessarily with a political objective, but there's a divide in Europe, divide where you stand with secularism against religion and what they believe in. And if I listen to the president of France, if I listen to the leaders in Europe, I don't see any compromise in terms of accommodating these differences in the name of secularism. And that is going to become a major issue in Europe.
Jasmine, we didn't do you justice. We need a much longer slot because this is so unbelievably topical and so very important. But we have to leave it there this afternoon. Jasmine, once again, thank you so very much for talking to us here at Chai FM.
Thank you. And please, I am not saying we must live with terrorism. Never, for heaven's sake, we can't accept it.
Jasmine, thank you so much. We'll catch up with you pretty soon, I'm sure.
And thank you so much for the time. I always appreciate it.